Welcome to Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. The Veterans Voice Podcast is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and proudly presented by USAA. USAA continuing their hiring effort. If you'd like to join their amazing team, just head on over to usaajobs.com. Today, we're focusing on some unique employment opportunities for transitioning military men and women, plus ways that local organizations are connecting with women throughout the area. And we're going to start there. Joining us on the phone is Barbara Donnell, the president of Donnell Productions, the producer of the Women's Expo. And Barbara, thank you so much for joining us here on the Veterans Voice Podcast.
My pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
And let's talk a little bit about what the Women's Expo is. You're in your 16th year now, and it's coming back, obviously, in a post-pandemic world.
Yeah, this is our 16th year. We are sponsored by KRDO. We're very happy to be doing business face-to-face again. We did have our expo last year, and we did it very safely. It was very good, but this is great. We are all about women. We have all types of events that bring in a very diverse group of women. We have about 175 booths. We have two event stages. And one of our feature events that I thought might be of interest is something called Colorado Springs Upfront Women. This takes place at our show on Saturday, November 6th. The event is November 6th and 7th at the Norris Penrose Event Center. And So the event, Upfront Women, is all about celebrating successful women in the community. And they share their path and their journey of how they got where they are, the ups, the downs, and to inspire other women to embrace their dreams and to do something that they enjoy doing. And this year, probably more than any other time, there's a huge amount of women leaving jobs and looking for new career paths. And I know that you are talking today about female law enforcement, women going into law enforcement. And that's certainly a career that in the past really didn't attract that many women. But I think that women are looking at all opportunities now. And I think it's a whole different dynamic. So I think this is something, you know, that might be of interest.
Absolutely. And let's talk about some of the unique challenges as far as women facing career transitions and things of that nature that will be addressed during the expo coming up on the 6th and 7th.
Well, for example, with the women who we will be celebrating. So we have Jessica Farias, iHeartMedia marketing president, and Sandy Griffin, a professional fitness coach, and Colleen Kern, she's a CPA, and we have Nanette Bray Mueller, the retired colonel in the U.S. Army from Mount Carmel, actually. Alizira Escobar Pruitt, she's a real estate agent with REMAX, and Kim Welch is an attorney. So you can see that there's all different careers here, and that's what we're trying to show. It's an empowerment event, and I think that women need to unlock their potential. I think one of the ways to attract women to law enforcement is have women law enforcement officers recruit by sharing their experiences, what it is, what the jobs being offered are, the benefits there are, because I don't really think that the career has been given that much light for you. So when you see all these different women in all these different career paths, and you're looking at law enforcement, I think that's one of the things that is important. Hopefully next year we'll have somebody in law enforcement on our panel that can tell us about their journey. Because really there's been a huge lack of women in law enforcement. And right now, they are really making a huge push to recruit women. So it's a great time, if women are looking for careers, to consider that.
Absolutely. And the Women's Expo, it's not just about employment. It's not just about the jobs. There are so many other great things, so many other great participants information going on. Let's talk about some of the other things, including working with the health and the behavioral health and wellness programs through Mount Carmel, as well looking at that very important issue that's facing so many women, especially throughout these days.
Well, we are the expo with a cause, and our cause is helping to prevent, especially veteran suicide prevention. That is the cause. But our event really is all about all types of women. When women support women, we can do wonderful things. We kick off the expo with the Walgreens Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Breakfast for Expectant Women. It's a free event. It's a free breakfast, a free gift bag from Walgreens. And anyone who comes gets a free ticket to the expo, but they get the opportunity to interact with doctors and experts about how to have a healthy pregnancy and a healthy baby. We have cooking schools giving the major everything from the French Kitchen and the Gathering Studio and Christina Carzone and Creed Olive Oil doing cooking classes so women can sort of update their skill set and check out the different techniques. We have lots of tasty foods. We have our Great Taste Food Pavilion. We have a mother-daughter look-alike contest where you can win a pair of diamond earrings, and mother-daughter duos walk the runway, and it's so much fun. Fashion shows, fitness demos, tons of shopping, and it's all about having a good time, getting great information on what's going on, and really updating yourself. And the thing is, as I said, we really focus on bringing in a diverse group of women. And so that's what we're all about. And we're very excited to, as I said, to be back. And we're very pleased to continue our working relationship with Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. All women in the military, courtesy of you, come in. We offer free admission for women in the military, military spouses, and veterans. So that way they just come, show their ID, and get in for free. And they can also register, I know, on your website for the free ticket and do it that way and just bring the ticket to the show.
Exactly. Yeah, you can get all that information over at veteranscenter.org. Again, Barbara, thank you so much for joining us. What are some other information that people should be especially in tune to, people should keep in mind as they head to the North Penrose Event Center on November 6th and 7th for the 16th Annual Colorado Springs Women's Expo?
Well, thank you. And just go to the website, womenslivingexpo.com, and we have an abundance of information and things to sign up for. And just so you know, we have a $3,000 sweepstakes for people who for all attendees can enter. It's a gift card giveaway, so lots of good stuff. We hope to see lots and lots of women out there to join us and have some good time and, you know, get informed and enjoy themselves.
Exactly. And you said it the best. This is such a great event. It's an expo with a cause, and really when you see so many women coming together supporting each other, great things happen, and it always does every year at the Women's Expo.
Exactly, and it's because of them that we've been there for 16 years, and we certainly hope we'll be there for another 16, and a great time. We embrace all the women in Colorado Springs, and thank you all so much.
All right, again, for more information, you can get register for tickets. Tickets are free for women in the military, women veterans, and spouses of military members at veteranscenter.org. You can get the full lineup online at womenslivingexpo.com/ColoradoSprings2021. Again, Barbara, thank you so much for everything you do, putting this together and joining us here on the podcast today.
Pleasure. Thank you so much, and we will see you soon.
Absolutely. Still ahead on the Veterans Voice podcast, we're going to talk about some of the transition and employment services that are available, especially for women, through Mount Carmel. This is the Veterans Voice podcast.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate the military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't beat USAA.
It was an instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA, proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member pay for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Welcome back to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. The Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Center. They're a local nonprofit focused on military veterans and their families, providing incredible services for veterans of any era, including their families, regardless of discharge status. Those include family resources, behavioral health and wellness, plus transition and employment. Joining me now on the podcast is Blair Irado. She is with the Transition and Employment Team. She's a work-study student over at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. Before the break, we were talking about some women going into law enforcement, things being supported with that through the Women's Expo, and you're kind of doing that in reverse. You spent 8 years in the Air Force Reserves as active duty. You're a veteran now, and you worked in security forces. And how did you get contacted with Mount Carmel, and what is your role now kind of with this work-study program?
Sure. So the work study program is through the UCCS, so University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. It's a program through Mount Carmel, through the VA. So I...
How did you get connected with Mount Carmel through this work study program through UCCS?
So the work study program is offered to students, and I think specifically for veterans, just for the Mount Carmel aspect. I just basically applied for it and got that position. I really was inspired by a fellow peer navigator, Elon Rainford, and I was inspired to work there because of the things that she said that they did there for veterans.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, you have the veteran background as well, so it's really easy to connect with them. And let's talk a little bit about your role when you were active duty working in security forces and that special role, because we know a lot of law enforcement is still trying to recruit, especially women, and yourself being a woman in that kind of role in the military, and kind of what that life was like, and what you tell other people thinking about that as a career.
Sure. So I was always inspired to be part of law enforcement. And at the time, I had a calling to join the Air Force. And so I went into security forces just to combine the two, being part of law enforcement. And I was always used to military life, just because my father and my brothers, they're being part of the Army, and they told me to go Air Force. So then I chose security forces. But I really... enjoy the camaraderie. So that was something that I felt was the most important to me, was the camaraderie, the relationships between the people that I was working with, other military members, and kind of like that team building and the exercises that we went through to kind of build that camaraderie.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, that has such a different meaning because you're not just exactly looking at going out on patrol. The security forces is still law enforcement, but it has a almost a little bit different calling, especially when it's in the uniform for our armed services.
Yes, absolutely. So it's, I mean, really, yeah, there's the field exercises. There's the training that we go through. That was all really exciting. And that was something that... that I felt was probably really important, but to me it was the camaraderie between, you know, me and other military members. It was kind of like that, the ability to be able to serve others, you know, and kind of be there as well as enforcing any policies, rules, regulations that needed to be enforced.
Exactly. And then that heart of service is continuing since you've left your work right now at UCCS, working on the degree within counseling and human services, and especially focusing on veteran support right now. And that's something that just amazes me, seeing just the constant heart for service that we see in our men and women. They volunteer to serve our country. Then many times they get out and find another way to serve the community in the civilian and veteran world as well.
Yeah, so it's true. I'm at UCCS. I'm within the Counseling and Human Services degree with an emphasis in military and veteran support. So I was, as what I went through and how much it was incredibly fun, I wanted to be able to use this opportunity in my life to be able to give back to the military and veterans and their families. just being able to have that degree and then being able to use my experience to help fellow military members and veterans and their families.
Exactly, and that's how you got connected in with Mount Carmel, working in the work-study program. And let's just talk about your work giving back to other veterans coming in looking for that transition, that assistance, and you know that role that you can help others navigate through as they're doing something that you've already done.
So, the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center truly is an amazing place to be working at. What gets me excited is the ability to help assist transitioning military military members, veterans, spouses, and their dependents, mm-hmm. to be able to find their next career or figure out their current lifestyle and how we can help them move forward. And so I do work at Transition and Employment, and I help support the peer navigators that are there. And I am there just fully to support them and help any military veterans that.
Yeah, anyone that comes in.
Right, anyone that comes in, yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, let's just talk a little bit about, you know, what you've seen. You know, obviously you're looking to help. You have that heart to give back, and what you've seen as far as growth, not only in yourself, but what you know as far as seeing other people going through this transition and helping to find that why that you'd mentioned earlier.
Yeah, so some of the things that I would say that I have learned from being in the military want to be able to give back is just kind of the knowledge that I know that I'm able to advocate for myself and for others, being able to help other people kind of find their way, you know, and find their why, you know. And I really value that I have the opportunity to be part of that. And just kind of, you know, being there for other people and their needs and even helping myself, so...
Yeah, what are some of the biggest things as you're talking with other veterans coming in, working in the transition office, what are some of the biggest kind of fears that you help to alleviate? What are some of the more common things that you hear from other people beginning their transition or trying to find that why that people might not be aware of?
Sure, it's the anxiety of being able to figure out what are you going to do next, right? How to translate what you did in the military and how to take that into civilian. And we're kind of there to kind of just kind of facilitate that gap, kind of be there, you know, to be able to help them transition. Or any members or, veterans that have been out for longer than that, than transitioning, it's being able to help them get back on their feet and figure out what they want to do next with their next career.
Yeah, kind of finding that purpose as well, because... Mm-hmm. You know, you'd mentioned finding a career that really translates to what you did in the service into the civilian world. A lot of it's there. Sometimes it's not. It's not like we've got a lot of civilian infantry running around right now. But a lot of the skills you pick up during your time in the service are very well translatable, no matter what career path you go into.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So there's those leadership skills, you know, those communication skills, being able to talk to anyone, you know, being able to be there for other people and kind of having that service before self sense, you know, mindset, and kind of just being there for other people. So,
absolutely. And then there's some great events coming up throughout the month of November as well. Really, if anyone's looking for it, if anyone is wanting to find that why, get some more help, there's plenty of ways to do so through the Transition and Employment Office over at Mount Carmel.
Yeah, so come on down. We have the October 28th. It's the LinkedIn workshop with Nikki Bosco. So again, that's October 28th. We also have the November 18th. It's creating your best civilian resume. So if you're having trouble kind of translating that military career and... the skills into civilian. We kind of help you to do that. And then as well as we have November 29th, it is a 5-day workshop. It's an interview workshop, and that kind of helps to bridge the gap between military career to civilian career. So they kind of help with like resumes and kind of improve interview skills.
Yeah, kind of that translation between the military ease, that jargon, versus what a lot of civilian employers are looking for.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, well, we got so much great stuff going on. You can get details on all these classes, much more, over at veteranscenter.org. Blair, thank you so much for your service. Thank you for coming in, for sharing story and everything you're doing to help other veterans through Mount Carmel.
Great, thank you.
All right, still ahead, we're talking about ways that local law enforcement is looking to help recruit, especially our veteran community and women, as we're focusing on women on the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice podcast.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate the military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't beat USAA.
It was an instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA, proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member paid for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Welcome back to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. The Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and presented by USAA. USAA is continuing their hiring efforts. If you'd like to join their wonderful team, just head on over to usaajobs.com. We're talking about jobs today, transitioning with our men and women who are in service, especially our female service members. Joining me now is Lieutenant Deborah Minad, the Public Information Officer for the El Paso County Sheriff's Office. Deborah, thank you so much for joining us here.
Well, thanks for having me. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about the work the Sheriff's Office does as far as recruiting our men and women, especially women who are transitioning out of service into the Sheriff's Office.
Yes, so Lieutenant Kelly Davis is actually very well connected with Mount Carmel, and he does a lot of recruiting efforts in the community to include outside of our county. In fact, just yesterday he spent some time down in Greeley, and so he spends quite a bit of time on Fort Carson. And with that in mind, he developed a program called the Fellowship Program, which takes an individual who is ETSing eventually out of the military. And they do what they call on-the-job training. So the military would pay that individual. We would accept them as a volunteer for our agency, and they would work a number of different positions and roles with the anticipation that we would then, you know, add them into the next either civilian employment position, which we now call professional staff, or we would put them into a police-type academy, which would be our deputy academy. And so and so with that, that's one benefit that we would provide. He was recently recognized, and I'm sorry, I don't have the general's name, but he was recognized from Fort Carson by offering military spouses the most opportunity for employment than any other business in El Paso County.
Yeah, and it's such a great thing to see, especially the El Paso County Sheriff's Office, one of the largest organizations in the county as well, really getting behind the veterans' causes, really helping with that transition and providing those well-paying jobs, because it's such a great line of work to get into that you guys are always looking for people that have that heart of service, and who better than our veteran community?
Absolutely. So we are paramilitary, and we find, I mean, I can take you on a tour in our offices or down at the jail, and I can point out all the individuals who is a veteran. And I will tell you that they are great leaders in our organization. They have good work ethic. And just like the previous speaker had said, a lot of this is already instilled in them. They understand organization. They understand, you know, time management and that kind of thing. So there's not a lot of training that we would have to do to provide an individual that has a military background. So that is something that's eye-catching to us. Kelly, being a 22-year veteran, retiring as a first sergeant, helps with that piece because he understands the military lingo. He understands what they're going through. And so when he explains that, when he goes out to Fort Carson, it's just so much better of a transition and better of a speaker to kind of gain that recruitment for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are, you know, you'd mentioned, you know, your paramilitary. There are so many parallels between kind of the structure working through the sheriff's office versus the military career that it could be a very easy transition into that veteran status and having still a structured job, you know, a different uniform to put on in that same goal and service mindset.
Absolutely. So service to nation, service to our community, our county, all of that is still instilled in them. And it helps. It really does. It brings good quality to what we provide in law enforcement.
Exactly. And what are some of the positions that you're looking for in the near future as far as things going on at the sheriff's office?
So we're looking for approximately 75 deputies. Seems like a huge number, right? Mm-hmm. And we are. So we have multiple different recruiting efforts. If it's a community recruiting effort, but we're out there, we're looking for these 75 deputies. We're also constantly hiring for dispatch. There's a lot of positions at the sheriff's office that if you don't want to wear that uniform and you don't want to be on the front line, there are support roles. There's positions that absolutely help the mission of the job. And so we've got all of these different openings, great benefits. As an example, if you retire from the sheriff's office, your medical benefits are completely paid, which is rare than a lot of agencies. And, you know, as far as hours for holiday and personal and vacation, when you first start off, you're going to get 112 hours of personal and holiday. You'll get 8 hours of sick and vacation. Once you get up to the 5-year point, it'll bump up to 10 additional hours of vacation and then an additional 8 hours of personal time. And then that just kind of carries on and on and on. So the benefits are pretty good. As far as health benefits, that is probably one of the most competitive rates that we have in the county. And so I think that our benefits are great. And as far as opportunity goes, so as an example, a lot of times people think, you know, oh, I have to work in the jail. Most sheriff's offices do that, which is true. However, at this point, it's true. However, I will tell you, there are deputies who complete full careers in the jail. They absolutely love it. There's a lot of opportunities. So if you think of two businesses put together, you've got your detention bureau and you've mm-hmm. got your law enforcement bureau. That's two businesses essentially put together under the sheriff's office umbrella. Well, with that, there's so many different avenues and channels you can go down. You can become a detentions investigator. You can be a crime analyst in the detention realm. And then over on the criminal side, or I'm sorry, on the law enforcement side, you can do additional criminal investigations with becoming a detective. You can do community outreach. You can do there's just so many different opportunities. So it's a channel and a way to kind of branch out into, you know, you might start off in our academy thinking you want to be a sex crimes detective. Mm-hmm. And then later after you get started, it's going to give you opportunities are going to present themselves left and right. We have an internal, application to apply for special units. You can then say, hey, you know what? Instead of that, I want to become a SWAT, a tactical support unit person. And you can have all of these different goals. And we had one, and I'll tell you as an example. We had one deputy that was working in the detention bureau, went over and worked in the intake and release section from working floor security, which mm-hmm. means you're, you know, working day in and day out inside of a ward. And so she tested over to go to intake and release. From intake and release, she tested for a position called community relations and outreach. That position put her through a full FTO, which means you have the same equivalent experience or training as a patrol deputy. Mm-hmm. So she received all of that. And then 2 years later, after working in that role, an opportunity presented itself to be a detective. And so today she is a detective. And that is within a 5-year time frame of her being with our office. She is now a detective.
Yeah, it's so amazing seeing just the various opportunities, the ways that you can branch out, because I know we've talked about this a number of times previously, but the sheriff's office is much larger than anyone said, and you just scratched the surface of it between, you know, just the two divisions between the law enforcement and the detention. There's so many other opportunities as well, and if people want to get involved with the Veteran Fellowship, kind of start that process, mm-hmm. what's the best way to do that?
So on our website, we have employment opportunities, and on there you'll find Kelly Davis's contact information. So he was recently promoted from sergeant to lieutenant, so he may be in another position, but that would be updated with whoever his replacement is. So as of right now, you would email Kelly, Kelly, Davis, Davis, at elpasoco.com. So it's Kelly Davis at elpasoco.com.
Yeah, and it's such a great partnership as well. And, of course, we talked earlier about the Women's Expo coming in, and there's a lot of specific recruitment efforts tying into getting strong females into the sheriff's office as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. So at the sheriff's office, we have this unique program that started in January of this year, and it was actually pitched by me. I pitched that to our command staff. I felt that being a woman in a male-dominated environment, you really need some kind of a program or some sort of a liaison mm-hmm. to ensure that we are creating an environment that is fair, and it's something where they can feel empowered. Sometimes when, as an example, if you're the only female voice at a table with 15 men, it may become a little clouded. And so we want to be able to provide voices to our women in that environment and some sort of a different type of training. So as an example, many of our women who start off has never handled a weapon, mm-hmm. never handled a handgun. And so prior to this, there would be a lot of intimidation. So when you first show up, you're expected to be equivalent to their, you know, your counterparts training, and you want to prove yourself and you want to stand out amongst your fellow teammates, and it becomes very intimidating. And so this program is creating a day where women only, men can obviously join if they'd like to, but women only type of training events. We've got tabletop exercises, team building exercises, mat room training, which is defensive tactics. And a lot of times they're not 100% confident and comfortable because a lot of these moves are pretty standard all the way across the board. And it's not really built or structured for women. And so we have female arrest control instructors who have stepped forward and said, hey, women are stronger, you know, in these areas. Let's focus on that and provide additional tools. And that way, you know, they can then stand out and be confident in the tools that they get provided instead of like a cookie cutter type thing all the way across the board with training. And so another thing, another piece of this is the fact that sometimes you have male supervisors who may need to talk to a female and they might not be very comfortable. So this program would be utilized in that supervisor contacting the liaison and saying, hey, can one of you guys come in for the supervisor discussion I have scheduled at such and such a time? We would then go in. Or if they want some career development, if they want help, we will provide mentors from this program. And we go down first thing in the start of the academy, we'll go down and meet with the females and have a sit down and just say, you know, welcome to the team. A lot of times in male-dominated environments, you'll notice women are a lot of times against each other. And that happens a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's studies through Cornell University, you name it. There's studies all over where if there's only a few number of spots available, they will start kind of going against each other. So we want to build a sisterhood with this at the same time. So not only are we doing that, but we're providing some education as far as sexual harassment, how to file, how to do those type of things, what it is, because sometimes they don't know if it's a joke or if it's a not, if mm-hmm. that's acceptable, if it's not, and just kind of have those classes to show them these are the ways of how to handle something like that in an environment as such.
Yeah, definitely a way just to make sure that everyone is on that level playing field. It's such a great program. Thank you so much for doing that. Thank you for joining us today on the podcast.
Absolutely.
And explaining that, sharing everything that the Sheriff's Office does. Again, for more information, you can reach out to Lieutenant Davis. You can also just reach out to Mount Carmel as well. Their website is veteranscenter.org. You can give them a call, 719-772-7000. This is the Veterans Voice podcast. It's a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and presented by USAA. The Veterans Voice publishes on the second and fourth Saturday of each month at 0800 over on KRDO.com or wherever you get your podcasts.